Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, this is producer Rich. Just wanted to let you know that due to the travels of one Molly Wood and Tom Merritt, the world sojourn that they have been on, we put together a clip show for today, just looking at some of the things that I think we were a little bit ahead of the curve on, or that we really nailed, or just had a lot of fun discussing over the years, going back quite a ways to kind of the reboot of the show. So please enjoy it. It was a lot of fun to put together, and we'll be back with a brand new episode next week.
Give it to me!
Oh, hello. I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
And welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you. And thank you for that, as always, where we analyze the hottest trends and happenings, and we choose things that are a thing by a complicated and almost certainly illegal method of conversations on airplanes, minor plagiarism from the internet, and, you know, chalking up kids on the playground.
Claims of legality or illegality are not considered to be binding.
Exactly. When you are having your vintage-inspired cocktails in your metal-rimmed, quirky glassware, you can pair it with your favorite vegan meal. Because after enduring so many years of mockery and withering stares from the likes of Anthony Bourdain, frickin' vegans are having their moments.
It's funny. The Economist did a story on one of its podcasts this week about whether not eating meat was really that going to have that much of an effect. Mm-hmm. And the thing they found out was, if you go vegetarian, no. Because mm-hmm. what ends up happening is you eat dairy and cheese, and well, dairy and cheese require chickens and cows, so you're not really doing that much to help. It helps a little bit, but not much. But go vegan and you have an impact.
Like a huge impact. It's true. I mean, for all of the people who are carrying around like bamboo straws but still eating meat, it's kind of like rah, rah. But yes.
Especially the ones eating the meat through the bamboo straw. That's just ridiculous.
That's not helping anyone really, no. But
meat smoothies.
It is a whole bunch of things. One is, yes, like the environmental impact and the studies that they've done to be able to say, like, this is the single most impactful thing you can do to be a better, you know, citizen in terms of climate change. But also, and then Cory Booker, of course, like vegan loud and proud. And then, and this is where, speaking of conversations on airplanes, I was talking to someone on a trip who was saying that he had recently gone vegan after watching this documentary called The Game Changers, which is presented by, and this is really important, I think, right? James Cameron, yes. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Jackie Chan, Lewis Hamilton, the boxer, Novak Djokovic, and Chris Paul, the NBA player. So, like, all these athletes got together and did the doodliest documentary ever and basically were like, actually, a way better way to build muscles is plant protein.
And you guys, keep your steak.
You can have your steak.
I will become strong on chickpeas.
I would be eating plants in my electric hammer.
I'm not so even exciting. Sure which of these people you named were doing, to be honest. It's kind of just
an amalgam. Now we're doing Arnold, but everything
I think
else,
we ended up on Arnold, yeah.
But like showcasing elite athletes, special ops soldiers, visionary scientists, cultural icons, and everyday heroes. So like this is how you get men on board with veganism, because there's nothing man bun about this at all. This is like, if you want to have like lean, awesome, gigantic muscles, it turns out it needs to be like black beans and avocado and chickpeas and sweet potatoes. And it's total. I mean, it looks like
I'm just looking at the FAQ, the FAQ on the website for GameChangersMovie.com. And I just stumbled across this sentence. All protein originates from plants, If this wasn't the case, how would the largest and strongest animals on the planet, including elephants, rhinos, horses, and gorillas, all of which are herbivores, build and maintain such huge amounts of muscle?
Huge amounts of muscle. I mean, I'm telling you, this is genius. Like, make it the macho muscle building thing to do, and you have won. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it this weekend. I'm obsessed. So fascinating. And then way down low, it's got this like awesome looking lady running in her little Speedos. It's all about performance. You maximize performance with pea milk. Call back.
I'm still looking at this. Where do you get your protein answer? Which is telling me plants, but it's not really telling me which plants to eat.
It turns out the plants have protein.
You just eat all the plants.
All of them. You graze like a buffalo. That really was not a good accent. I think we can all agree.
On a buffalo.
I mean, it's very interesting. And I've now met, I talked to a guy weirdly on the same trip, like a guy at a dinner and a guy on a plane. And both of them were just like, yeah, I'm all about fitness and I've recently gone vegan. And I'm like, oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. I'm not one of those wimps who eat meat. Is what he said, right?
Dude, seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, talk that as a way to make this even more of a thing. And I think it already was becoming a thing. Genius.
Swolegans.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
A corollary vegans. Thing to this will be secret vegan, partial vegan, weekend vegan, something like that.
Pesca vegan.
People are like, yeah, I'm vegan except with a few exceptions every once in a while.
I feel like I could maybe yeah. do that.
And that's actually better, especially if you cut out dairy and cheese, according to The Economist. Doing like one meat meal a week and then being vegan the rest of the week has a you know, it's not as impactful as full vegan, but it has a huge impact. It's better than being vegetarian with dairy and cheese.
Yep. Totally. The verdict is in. The best source of protein is plants.
Give it to me.
My next thing is one that it wasn't hard to find validation out there about, but my discovery of it was more anecdotal, more like just talking to other people. And it's the opposite end of what we loved when Netflix first started doing original programming. And it was then sort of an extension of what HBO had done, which is, gosh, an hour-long program doesn't have to be 46 minutes anymore because they don't have to acquire commercial breaks. They can just make the episodes be as long as they need. Now, many years later, everyone's like, why are these episodes so damn long? Does every episode need to be an hour and 5 minutes? Like, it seems like these shows drag, and I like the story, but couldn't they like cut it back a little bit?
Yeah. Dude, seriously though. Yes. I could not agree more. And I don't know why it became a trend. And I actually, the flip side too, is I hear people all the time when I went through my What We Do in the Shadows phase and I would recommend it to people. One of the selling points that I would offer for that show was that it was only 30 minutes. And people would be like, oh, yeah. Great.
It was 22, right? Because it had ads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also variable length shows.
I think I said 46 instead of 42, but yeah.
Well, that's okay. Because they used to be, you know, used to be more like radio style. And now streaming seems to have finally broken the model. And you'll have shows like The Mandalorian, for example, which is sort of like all over the place, it seems like.
And The Mandalorian is a good exception that proves the rule. If a show's good enough, you won't care. And The Mandalorian is one where I don't care. I don't notice when it's longer. I'm shocked when I look at the runtime quite often with The Mandalorian. But not most shows are The Mandalorian. No. And even The Mandalorian isn't The Mandalorian for everyone. So you got to make your show really good, not just long. Like, I love that artists have gotten the chance to like expand and not feel like they had to cut important things and solve everything in the last 5 minutes because you're running out of time. That's great. But now the discipline is on them, right? Because the format doesn't force them to be disciplined.
I mean, look, We already had to learn this as podcasters. It's adorable that all you TV people are now discovering what it's like to discover podcasting and be like, oh, it can be as long as you want it to. We have absolute freedom to be unfettered. Nobody actually wants that.
No.
They don't. No, 45 Ryan minutes is literally the max anybody this, wants.
People?
Yep. Like, we're here to help.
Right,
for
right.
a Call large us. Consulting fee.
We have a very reasonable by corporate expense account standard consulting fee.
Exactly. We would be thrilled to tell you Hollywood types yeah. that your shows are too damn long. You're welcome.
In much longer words and with an invoice.
A deck.
Yeah, totally. I found our Buzz Out Loud deck the other day. I don't know if I sent that to you.
Seriously?
Yeah, it's on my hard drive here.
That was amazing.
I'll dig it back up and send it to you. It was when we pitched the scene at All Hands. Anyway, I digress.
Wow. Yeah, that's incredible. But yes, I totally agree. It matches the movie thing. And it's just like, look, I'm sorry. This is more about you guys than it is about us. So knock it off.
Yeah, yeah. Episodes don't have to be short, but they don't have to be long. They need to be appropriate length to the efficient telling and appropriate telling of your story.
And they can also be short. That's also fine.
I mean, I know that's easy for me to say, but that's why they pay you.
Yeah. Dude, I mean, come on. Who can't be edited? Like, not every freaking TV writer needs to be full Christopher Nolan here. Like, it's exhausting. I agree. My next thing is a thing that I've had on the list for a while, and I have noticed it even more because I... interestingly, have purchased a lot of electronics over the last week. Like, I finally was like, okay, fine. Well, luckily, Apple came and released a new laptop with a decent GD keyboard. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I had to immediately order that because I've been waiting since 2013 for a new keyboard or a new laptop. So I bought that. And then I bought a virtual reality headset.
Oh, wow. What'd you buy?
I got the Oculus Quest.
Okay. Right.
And so I was doing my research on which one to buy. And then I decided that my son and I both need new phones because I am not going to get through the apocalypse with this battery life. It's just not going to happen. Mm-hmm. And we were already kind of due. So anyway, I'm like looking, I'm researching various things. And every time I type in, a search term that is related to consumer electronics, instead of the usual suspects coming up, particularly the wire cutter, I keep getting, and this has been happening for all kinds of products that I've been searching for, the spruce.
The spruce.
Yes. I don't know if you are familiar with the spruce, which is a network. It's a whole network of things. They have the spruce eats, the spruce pets, the spruce crafts. And it's basically sort of a like much more home oriented. I didn't find a ton of electronics on it. It's a much more home oriented recommendations and reviews site. But dude,
and it's more than just the wire cutter is very much like all we do is reviews. There's some like feature articles here mixed in.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And they have all kinds of stuff. And apparently, like they're saying in the Discord, amazing SEO. Because mm-hmm. I am seeing the spruce come up for everything that I have searched in recent memory. And it is delightful.
Supermarkets are changing their hours. Here's what you need to know. And then at the very top, before you even start reading, Aldi, Giant, HEB, Kroger, like you can just skip down to the one that applies to you. Don't waste your time. So well, like good UI.
It's a really good UI. It's obviously great SEO. It's completely, and it's for some reason, it's sort of like everything that I need. I'm also considering buying like an apocalypse couch because I had a great couch, story alert. I decided I bought a couch that was really good looking, but I hated it. And then I bought a really great couch on Craigslist, and then it got destroyed in skunk apocalypse, and I had to get rid of it. And I still had the old, pretty but uncomfortable couch, and now that's the couch I'm stuck with for shutdown. And I don't want that. And so, of course, the spruce, boom, they got me covered. They're like, no problem. 8 best couches of 2020. I'm like, oh, thank you. Click.
Here you go. Oh, good luck getting it delivered. Here you go.
The spruce is the jam.
This is really good. This is a great call.
Yeah.
And it's just so well laid out too. Like,
I mean,
it's a little less utilitarian. I could see somebody saying, oh, I like the Sweet Home and wire cutter because it's clear what you blah, blah, blah. But, you know, because this is doing more than just that, but it's so easy to go by topic, like, and find what you're looking for.
And it is kind of, you're right, it's this combination of sort of like the wire cutter closer to the Sweet Home, because it really is sort of home based, mm-hmm. and a little bit of Real Simple, which you probably didn't read, but Real Simple,
it's like Sweet Home meets Real Simple.
It really is. And then it has this fun stuff, how to handle being stuck at home based on your zodiac sign. But I think their most impressive thing, I mean, I feel like I work for them right now, but it's just that it keeps coming up no matter what I search. Apparently, this Bruce mainly is just like completely plugged into everything that I am interested in. A new couch, some gardening, how to make my own hand sanitizer, like whatever. It's all there. So it just keeps popping up.
This is so good. The Spruce.
The Spruce. And the Spruce Pets. And the Spruce Eats. And the Spruce Crafts. I love it.
Is threatening to stop me from being on the show right now. So I need to close that tab.
Right? Because of course they have a whole collection on how they're cooking during COVID-19.
During COVID-19. How to clean your house properly for COVID-19.
I mean,
really well done.
The Spruce. The Spruce is the new everything.
Cottagecore is my next thing. It's not new. First showed up on the radar in December 2020. Goes with Hygge, which we've talked about on the show before. But it seems to be having a resurgence, probably because we're headed into the fall. So you're getting a bunch of places starting to write there like, winter is coming, get ready for winter. Cottagecore think pieces out there. But I wanted to note that I'm seeing that pop up again. And also there was a Washington Post opinion piece just talking about using core for things in general, like taking hardcore and adapting it and just adding core to stuff.
Yep. That is actually totally true. I thought that we had maybe tackled cottagecore, but maybe we did it in a roundabout way because we were talking about things like the nap dresses and the little lights. We've talked, right, exactly. We've been circling the drain of cottagecore for a while. But that's funny that you mention it, because I saw the greatest thing that I have seen in a long time the other day, which was Lil Nas X, perennial thing, doing a cover of Jolene, Dolly Parton's Jolene. Mm. And she tweeted about how wonderful it was. So that was freaking amazing. But the video is, I was watching the video of him singing it. And by the way, it is incredible and totally delightful and so pure. And the surroundings are like the most cottagecore thing you've ever seen. And I was like, wow, cottagecore is still going strong, as evidenced by Tom picking it up and putting in the rundown for today, because the man is nothing if not right on the pulse.
I try to be. Yeah. And we both try to be, and we both are. Honestly, Abali, I feel like something, I don't know what I was going to say. My pulse follows your beat. Every metaphor that I could think of that involved pulse was just kind of gross. So I was like,
pulse doesn't really lend itself to a lot of things. It turns out there's no pulse core.
Yeah,
kind of pulse vocabulary core. From which
sounds
to
like
pull.
A horror genre. Pulse core, a lot of pulsing blood. But yeah, cottagecore. I thought it was worth identifying because we have talked about so many ancillary things like Hygge and the flowery dresses and all of that, and 100%. And the core, the dash core, the water gating of dash core.
Yes, core is the new gate.
Yeah,
100%. But also, really, truly, I'm not even kidding. I thought specifically those words when I was watching that video. Like, wow, I guess cottagecore is still going. Because if Lil Nas X is doing it, you know it's like
ding-a-rama-ding-dong.
Yeah. Bless. Love him.
All right, let's get to your things. Feedback at itsathing.me.
Let's see. Manny wrote in on a cluster thing and says, I am so confident in this thing, I'm not even asking for a thing check. This is a thing surrounded by baby things. Among Us. It is a video game adaptation of a hidden role game like Mafia, Wink Murder, or Werewolf. Most people try to keep the ship together and find the imposters, which the imposters try to kill everybody else and wreak havoc. This is all over Instagram and Twitch and YouTube. It's like the blow up of Fall Guys, but much bigger. It has also spawned some mini things, making it a cluster thing. That's a new phrase to me, and I like it. In the game, people abbreviate suspicious to sus and red sus, referring to a certain color of character that seems to always be the imposter, is also making the rounds. This is the new Team Yellow thing branch. Mm. Team type yellow type thing branch. It's also just super fun. And then he wrote back and said, I have more info on the cluster thing. A quick DuckDuckGo shows that the sequel to Among Us was canceled because the original game got so popular. They're continuing to update the earlier version. And the timing of this, within a day of when I sent the first email. And he sent articles for reference. And I am so embarrassed to say, I don't know anything about this.
I feel a little bit like Manny is where I was with hockey last year. Very excited. Certainly identifying a thing that has a following, but maybe the excitement could be overestimating the thingness, or Manny is on this early enough that in 2 months we're going to be like, oh, Manny was so right. Among Us is everywhere.
I mean, so here's what I'm going to give. I'm going to give Manny the point, though, because A, Lara in the chat just said, that's what Sus is from. And says, I'm seeing it with used with all the young people I know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And right. Two, or B, Manny's source material includes a story from CNN Business that says, Among Us, a murder mystery set in space, is the latest multi-million-dollar craze in video games from September 26th.
And I have seen a couple of references to Among Us in the wild.
Yeah.
So
we might just not know. Dude, it's the video game version of like the panic room or whatever. What are the rooms called?
Panic
room. Mystery room. Mystery panic. Escape room. Lock thank box. You, App Porter.
Thank you. Yes. Escape room.
Lockbox. It's like a video game escape room. It's a murder mystery.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Manny, I believe in you. I think
we're giving it, yeah.
And I like the confidence, right? Manny's like, no, I like no, the no. confidence. You don't doubt me.
He's like, no.
I'm on this. So there we
He's
go.
Like, just because you don't know doesn't mean. Also, right? Cluster thing is outstanding. All right,
cluster
this is
thing,
good.
Amazing. Yeah.
That I really feel good. Lame and out of the loop, but I'm willing to accept it.
For today's shout outs, I seamlessly edited in the names of our patrons into the opening of season 3 of the show. This was, I think, back in 2014-ish, somewhere around there. It's tough to keep track with the various previous incarnations of this show. But I wanted to call it out because, one, they don't say, here are the shout-out patrons. So, shout-out patrons, here you go. But also, the editing is so seamless, you may not have noticed it. You might just think it's another clip. So, just wanted to put that out there. So, shout-out patrons, it's your time to shine.
All right. So,
and I'm excited because for the inaugural episode of season 3, I get to lay down the thing.
What is the thing?
Mike Aiken's.
Oh my gosh, yes.
A thing.
I told her not to tell me ahead of time, which may have been a bad Morris Jones, but thankfully it's not.
Start furiously Googling.
Because, man, I was just at this place in Manhattan Beach.
Wait, I have to pause because my Gabrielle Cohen just got here.
All right.
Sorry. No problem.
Which is also a thing, Instacart.
Oh my God. It is my new Jake Woods.
Did they bring you any cleanses?
Well, they did bring me a bunch of almonds, AJ Venturello, and spinach, and some protein. Laura Abel. I've been really into the.
No, what I was going to say before the Kevin Sill so rudely arrived with your refrigeratable groceries. We were at a place in Manhattan Beach having breakfast, and I said, hey, is there anywhere good place to get like juice or smoothies or Andrew Bradley? Cause I was like, I want more than just Joe Hood. And they're like, oh yeah, there's a couple Louis St. Amour. And they mentioned him. So I'm like, all right, we go across the street to the one great selection of Valor trucks because it's a James C. Smith joint. Like the entire place is like these refillable bottles that you can put a deposit on and bring back. And I just got like essentially their own in-house Odwalla thing, like just a one-off.
Yeah.
But mostly what they did was like whole cleanse programs.
Yeah, it's fascinating. Like, it's not, you know, Lee Price. They're not a brand new concept, obviously. But right now, I just feel like it is the hottest Eric Duncan going. And there are all these, you're getting like cleanse to order, and every magazine is writing up sort of like a weekly Benjamin Forrest menu, and they're all totally different. Thank you, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to It's a Thing, for supporting us at any level. Members, of course, get access to our Discord, where you can watch live and get the bonus content and an ad-free RSS feed. Patreon.com/It's a Thing is where you can join the club.
And don't forget that email address, feedback@It'sAThing.me. Send them.
See you next week.
Bye. Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.